Can't hear. Speak up. Oh.
Last year, I brought three persons. This three is not here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's all died. So
when was it alive?
I got a cutting from a tree, how the estrogen are growing on the tree. You can see all the estrogen are with a pitam. Can you see?
That's from your plant?
No,
from Eretz.
This is coming from Eretz Yisrael. They had more. They had about eight, but four fell down. So four are left. You can see that the sorghum are growing one next to each other, almost joining.
The room.
So what do you mean?
A little room when they grow big and bigger.
So you ask it why there is blood flecks and flecks on the estrogen? No. Because when they touch him, that's how they create it, so you can see. Now, it says practical halacha in the picture on today. It's too late. Everyone is chucher. Everyone got his esrik. So it won't help what I'm telling you. Any practical halacha. Everyone is a talmud chucher in the hilchos esroigim. So I'm not talking to you practical. Now, another thing was on the settle, 15 minutes. If I've got 15 esroigim, it means you got exactly 1 minute for every esrik.
Okay.
This morning.
That's
one. Okay, right, fine. Okay. This morning I got Chushve Esrik about 2 o'clock in the night, last night. This is an Esrik which came from Morocco, from the mountains, the Atlas Mountains. Came a few thousand miles. Not today, it came from London to me. Tonight, 2 o'clock. That's the original where the Rambam used to take his Esroigim from. That's a Moroccan original. Not to say, I brought a box, this I had from before. This year, if you get an Esrik from Morocco, you should be makpid. It should some sort of an Esrik. It got an Esrik with Sardus Arabonim on it, on the box. So most probably the Esrik is also there. The other one, which is not from Esrik, it's a Chazoke. This Esroigim, which coming from the mountain, that's where the Rambam used to take his esrik. He couldn't travel with easy jet to Eretz Yisrael to get the esrogim. They used to go out after Pesach from Spain all the way on foot or on a donkey or on a camel or something else, all the way to Morocco. And there, I was there many times. It wasn't easy to go there. That's where they took the esrogim. But let's leave it. Another few minutes passed explaining what this esrik is. Now, there is, the Yidden always had problem where to take esrogim from, and there is a shmita, for example, which is coming here. So the Yidden, either they take esrogim from Morocco, which hasn't got kedushas shvis, or they take esrogim, obviously, which grown in Chutzlor, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash says, the Esroigim which Moshe Rabbeinu said took from Italy, Asher Beyovan. Used to be the Corfu, the Esroigim which came from Corfu, or from Italy, they are growing not far from Napoli in Italy. I'll show you an Italian Esrig. This is the type of an Italian Esrig. This Esrig came from Italy. You can see it's much more smooth. Again, this esrik is just about kosher because the pitam fell on the way to Manchester, right? So, well, you can make a broch on it because it's not choser. It's not completely cut off. That's an esrik which coming from Italy. I'm taking you on a tour around the world. Now, the Yidden are chachomit, and The problem was with Italy again, the Italians are doing, which making it, they don't need to cut an esrik when it's small from the tree. It's not kedai for them. They grow it mainly for perfume and medicine. And I'm talking to it in a minute, in a dvar toire, which also will take a few minutes, which I got also last night, a clip which I took. legabe de male and the sgula of the Esrik tree, but it's a shear on its own. So the Yidden went, but I'm going practical throwing it. So the Yidden went, evening before the last Shmita, and they planted in Morocco with the Dats, Eide Charedes Echsher. I told you about it in previous years. Chazonish, Zan Chazonish Esroigim in Morocco, and other type of Esroigim also in Morocco. But Morocco got their own problem, so the Yidden are clever. They went and they took the Zan Chazonish from Morocco and they planted it in Spain. So this is a Chazonish Esri, if I'm not mistaken. Yet this is a Chazonish Esri, which get been grown. It's already gone out from Orlo. It's a Sofek Chutz Loretz, but it went out of Orlo, grown in Spain. A Chazonish Esri. What? Yeah. And here is another one which I brought regarding the halacha. It's again the Chazonish Esri. You can see here is black. It's Marek Shocher. Marek Shocher is a possible. So I don't want to spend too much time on it because everyone got already his Esri. But again, it's a Chazonish Esri which being grown in Spain, which will be available to those people who want Chazonish Esri next year. Besides the Chazonish Esroigim, they took Moroccan original Esroigim from the mountains, which I show you the first one, and again they planted it in Spain. Usually Eretz Esroigim make Esrig, which is really a good Esrig. I didn't bring the other one. That's called Zan Ordan. This you can buy this year. This is coming from Eretz Esroigim. There is some Mochrim here in Manchester who is selling them. This is from Gross Esroigim in Eretz Yisrael with the Hechsher of the Eide Charedes is coming from Eretz Yisrael. The other Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael which got like good Yichus is the Chazonish Esroigim. This is a Chazonish Esri, which is quite a nice, clean Esri. With a pitem, a lot of them are this year only 20% of the produce grown with a pitem. Very few pitems. 80% of the Esroigim in Israel grew this year without a pitem. This is a Chazonish Esri. Now the Moroccan Esroigim, I brought just to see the halachas which grown in Spain. This is a Moroccan Esri, which with a gartel, which grown. They didn't bring me. Kusher Esroigim, but the type of an Esrig which grown in Spain. Besides all this, time is running short, okay? This is again a beautiful Esrig, the Tainan Esrig from Eretz Yisrael. Why is it possible? Fell off the tree and the Uketz fell out. Fell out. I wanted to show you.
The
nice one. I'll show you again. The nice one, and then I'll tell you the same.
Is there pitum on that one?
What?
No. Is there pitum?
No pitum here. No pitum. The nice one, which I showed on Friday, which I didn't have time, is.
That's
big one. Big one. This is a beautiful aspect.
From
clean as this soil, with a pitam. Usually is they growing without a pitam. This aspect is grown in Eretz Yisrael with a pitam. Beautiful aspect. Now I want to show a nice and interesting one which came this year. No.
One sec.
If you want to buy it, you can touch it. Right. This is an interesting, which I never showed you in the previous years. It's a nice thing with a pitam. And it's through the gate. It's from Far Chabad, which got a good yiches. It's got a bedatz in the charedes echsher. And look here, on the side, from the esrig, grew another esrig with a pitam. Another esrig with a pitam. I never showed you in the past and Esrig like this.
But that's possible.
Huh?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah. Right, but just to show you how it happened. It's got a pigment and it grows in. It's in. Yeah.
To finish it all, the cutting it with a dry toilet, that's not allowed in too many. No more time. You only gave me 15 minutes, so we finish.
Tomorrow,
it. No, we're not carrying it.
Tomorrow?
There is, no, there is. I got a cutting, Malus, Zula, Spear, something new, which I found this here. Motsimu, Besefer, Akodum, Masse, Tuvia, Rabbeinu Tuvio Aroif, it's a Kabbalah Sefer, Kardes Arimorma. He said, Kshikosa Baze Aloshen, I'll go quickly because if I follow him. Adabrono B'Shevach Pri Etza Odor, the Shevach of Pri Etza Odor, Mikol Etzran, more than any other thing, the Esri Pri. He can always Pri Shaloi Mushlam the whole meat of Stoibois, besides the fruit, Kach Etza Mushlam, the Chai Kol Yemois Ashona. Darba Ilon, Rishon Rishonot, that Esri Pri is the whole year round. Valeo Loi Boil, the Oymed Biofis, there is a drop of the leaves, but a lot of leaves are staying all
year.
Yesh Echot Ve Ein Sheini, Gam Bein Ve Ach Ein Lo Ki Birkas Hashem Hashem Velko Hashem. It was a AIDS tree which was from Gan Eden, Nechmad Lemare, Ve Toiv Lemachal, Toiv Chobar, Uboi Zgula Seflor. Now, what is the Zgula of the Esri? We always say in Tubish Bat, you take the but I'm not talking about it. The clipper, if you eat the clipper of the SSV, if you got an inside pain, he clipoys of mesirim called ke'ev penimi, umechaskim esagidim, the sinew. It helps you to strengthen the sinew. The flesh inside, which is white, under the knees, of the clipper, besar oiroi halovon, hu emtsoi becham bekar, aval noisen koyach boodom, it gives you strength. Hapnimi achomutz, the juice which is sour, listen to this. If you got problem with the liver, mekarer hakoved, help to the liver, umetaher haadumo, it purify the spleen, which is next to the liver. Right? Umarve etzatzom elamayim. Now, the garinim, which are inside the eslik, sheboy, toivim lechol ke'ev pnimi, umoisif equal, if you got a digestion problem, it help you to the digestion, umevi hazor, sometimes you need to sweat out if you got a problem. Hapri kuloi, the eslik, mesameach halev, umachzik aguf. Now, he says like this, from the tree itself, me'etzo eno medabrim haroifim. The roifim don't talk about it. They talk why the Italian growing the stroigim for medication, but they're not talking about the tree itself. Aval blisofek bra mezake abo. Belani is raisi, he says like this, if somebody lives in a place where there is no medication, or the doctors don't want to give you medication, or something, zukter azoich. Im yachtoi chaticho min ha'etz, and he will cook it, v'yase mimendo bishul, you should be sure enough, yachzi ha'guf rimtsoi trufo l'nafshu. And he brings that moiridig esekila, obviously, Pardes Limoinim, Maase Tuviel, Rabbein Tuviel Rofi, and he brings the Gemara in Sukkah, what happened with the Maase in the Esroigim, with the Caesar, that he took his wife had the problem, and he took a whole bag after a Shabbat, and they all get Rechit Lefia, so that shows you that it's Maase. And I'm sorry, I couldn't speak about anymore. I only was given 50 minutes, and I'm sorry, okay. I'm taking from your time.
John Terry.
John Terry, very nice.
What's the second one?
Pick up the big estuary. Yeah, definitely. Right. Good. Is he not speaking? He's not speaking tomorrow. Yeah.
You can speak tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, another. Carry on.
No, I don't tomorrow.
Yeah, after.
How much?